Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Greeting in the precious name of Jesus. This is Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry, Pastor Ruth from North Carolina, on December the 1st, 2021. We welcome you. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Most of all, we welcome the Holy Spirit to come in and to take over, to have His will and His way in the midst of us, reveal to us, share with us, however He has chosen to yield to His Spirit. I decrease and ask the Holy Spirit to increase in my life on this show in the name of Jesus. I'm not here to please myself or to please people. I'm in here to please Him because I desire for Him to show up and reveal Himself to us in a mighty, mighty way. So we praise Him tonight, and I just come praying right tonight. So much evil going on. There's so much murder and killing and all sorts of stuff going on. And I just pray tonight and come against the spirit of the murdering spirit, the hatred spirit. I come against the greed spirit. I come against the lustful spirit. I come against every spirit that is coming against the kingdom of God that has got His people captivated into a place in Him that their mind is so captivated. They're not living in reality. They're living in a false world. They're living in a place in their thinking that this shouldn't be, or that shouldn't be, or people should know better. When you must face life as it is, not as you want to be, and do what the Spirit of God tells us to do, and interceding and praying against these things that the enemy is doing, and stop magnifying and blowing up what the devil doing, and blow up into the devil what God is able to do if we have yielded vessels. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus for His Spirit to take over. Just come against, like I said, and break the power of the enemy. I ask the Lord to send forth His war and angels to war on behalf of His people. I pray that the Lord will open up our spiritual eyes to see and ears to hear and to know what's going on. I come against the greed spirit that's up on the body of Christ, because most people now are crying out for what they want God to give them and do in their life, and how they want God to just give them, bless them, when they're not realizing if they get the stuff that they want, they will not be happy and completed. And plus, they have to then be going forth and asking people to pray for safety, to pray that the enemy don't steal. Learn to put the cart before the horse, and let us pray and get in that secret place of the Most High and abide there, stay there, remain there where our protection is, and get into the Word to know what the Word of God is saying. And stop ripping and running to people and to churches and places where they want to just preach to your flesh and your materialistic, but not giving you what you need to stand against the enemy in the time of trouble, because things are getting worse out here. So we just pray that each and every person, I pray that God will give a hunger and a thirst for righteousness' sake. I pray that God will put such a spirit upon us that we will seek His face the more and not seek His hand. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that You will move Your spirit across the land and begin to touch people, Father, in the name of Jesus, and cause us to come in a place of conviction, Father, of the wrong, of the sins, of the things that's in our life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray that You open up the blinded eyes, God, because so many people are spiritually blind and deaf. They can't see, Father, even though they constantly are going to churches and places of hearing the Word, but the Word is not penetrating and changing them, Father, because they're just doing something to be doing it, Father. I pray tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that You would help those who want to be helped, and I know that You will, but I'm asking for a hunger and a thirst for righteousness put on the hearts of people, God, even my heart, that more, Father God, that I won't turn Your hand loose, Father, in the name of Jesus, and help us to realize and know, Lord God, that a lot of things is to draw us closer to Him, draw us closer into a relationship and into praying and seeking His face, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just pray, Father God, for the president and the White House and all those that are concerned, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for, Lord God, His divine health. I pray, Father, that You would give him a chance to whatever he need to do or whatever, Father, that, Lord God, that You would give him an open vision. You give him something, Father God, to have him to seek Your face and seek Your face for forgiveness, Father. Lord God, I know according to Your word, You say, Lord God, that we have to pray for everybody in authority. Lord God, You say, because it's Your desire and Your will, Father, in the name of Jesus, to save everybody. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this scripture right now, Father God. I used to pray for those in authority. You said, I exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. And Lord, I feel like we are not doing that as we should do that, because if it were, your word is true all by itself. You said, but this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge and the truth of God. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we just thank and praise you for your word, Father. I pray that word tonight, Father God, over the airways, over the body of Christ, Father God, that we will stop, Father. I see so much of things that the men and women of God are saying, God, and to me, it's going against the word of God, because you, no matter how a person is, no matter what they have done, or no matter what they are doing, you say to pray for all those in authority. We don't supposed to come complicit with anything that is wrong, anything that's against the word of God. And Father, you say in your word that, Lord God, that even in testing the spirit, Lord God, that it has to be what the word of God is saying, Father. So, Lord, I ask you to bring a conviction upon those, Father God, who are not doing what the word of God says, Father God, who's really preaching and talking hatred, Lord God, and wishing people dead, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray against that. I break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and I, hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to your name, God. I send forth the anointing of God right now to tear down everything that has been built up against God and against his word from coming forth, and against his people right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up, Lord God, my voice unto you, Father, moved by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you. I pray for those who love God tonight that don't have a place, a roof to lay their head, Father, and those who have abundance of places and more places, and Lord God, whatever that you would open their heart up, their mind, Father God, to Lord release, Lord God, to those who have in need, Father God, whether they know them or not, you know how to give your name, your number, whatever this people is needing, Father God, and those who don't have food to eat, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let those who have abundance and more, Father, to even go to the store, God, and buy up food and stuff for whoever you lead them to do, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I remember reading a lot about some of the old minister, God, how you would speak to them, God, to go and take food and stuff. And then when they go, the people be praying already for you to meet the need, God. Lord, help us and open up to us, Father God, that we are called to meet the needs. Okay, we are your hands and feet and mouth and everything, God. A lot of us want to be your mouth, but we don't want to be your hand, and we don't even want to be your feet. We don't even want to be your ears, Father. But we all are members of the body of Christ. I pray tonight, Father. I pray for your divine will and purpose, God. I pray even for other countries and other places, God. And, Lord, I pray, Lord God, a prayer to lift up for all these kids, God, and the things that are happening to them, God. Not only, Father God, are they being murdered and killed, they're being tortured, they're being used for sex slaves, God. I come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus, for whomever, wherever, however, Father, I don't care what color they are, what race they are, what culture they are, Father, I pray for them right now. I stand in the gap right now in the name of Jesus. And even those, Lord God, that grown men's God is messing with these little kids and causing them to get pregnant and staying, Father God. Lord God, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your protection upon these kids, God. And I ask you to call these parents, God, into a place, God, into salvation and deliverance, Father, that they can reach out and pray not only for theirs, but pray for others, Father. I come against the selfishness I see in the body of Christ, Father God. How people are so selfish. The only thing they think about is their own, Father God. Only somebody they really you to call to pray for is for their own, Father God. Instead of praying for others, Father. Oh, Father, I pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the church family. I pray, Lord God, also, Lord God, for the
natural family of God, that we would come together in unity, God, and love one another from the heart. But first of all, get saved and really born again and allow the Holy Spirit to come within our heart, Father, that the love was shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, Father. I just pray tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who have asked me to pray for them, Father, who, Lord God, is being burned down and lifted up, Father. I ask you, lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, not only that, I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, don't allow any of them, God, that really sick and hungry to be led astray from the truth of your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father God, to move by your spirit, Father. Help us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you right now for what we leave you to do. I pray for every church that opened up in your name, that, Lord God, that obeying you, God, that teaching and preaching your people, God, that calling them to be raised up to be really warriors for the kingdom of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not raising them up to be beggars, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, just want to be rich, Father, in the name of Jesus, not going to be rich in the kingdom of God, Father. Lord God, all that is not of you, I ask you to put it down. Lord God, have us to intercede and pray it down, tear it down, expose everything that's wrong, everything that's hidden, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know you are a righteous judge, and I know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will do just that, God. I pray for the enemy of people that you have called out, Father God. I pray that they will be sustainable in the kingdom of God. I pray that they walk will be stable in the kingdom of God. I pray that they will go forth like kings. Kings and queens, Lord God, for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. But there are only two kingdoms, that's your kingdom and Satan's kingdom, God. We either one or the other, Father. I ask you to reveal to each and every person where we may be in you, God, and what we think we are, we're not, are in the Father in the name of Jesus. And I pray tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, for even those enemies or those people, or those who have come against me to reject me, I pray for salvation and deliverance, Father God. I pray, Lord God, for my forgiveness of them, Father, because I know it's not me that they're coming against, but they're coming against your kingdom, Father. But I ask you, Father God, right now to deliver them, to reveal to them the truth, Father. Reveal to them the truth, Father. We just come against jealousy and envy and strife and, you know, debating and contention, all of those things of the flesh, God, because you say in your word, Father God, that any time that we are operating, participating, whatever terminology we want to use, into any of those areas, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God cannot come in. So, God, take the scales off of our eyes, because you said we ever learn and never come to the knowledge of the truth. The word of God said we have a form of God, but denying the power thereof, that power to that will change us, the power that will give us the power to set the captive free. Well, how can we set anyone free when we're already in bondage in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm praying, Father God, for those who believe in you, Father God, for their ministry, healing ministry, deliverance ministry, to go forth, Father. I come against any kind of attack that come against them to hinder this and stop it, Father, in the name of Jesus, from going forth, Father. I praise you, Father God, right now, Father, move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to praise you for your mercy. We want to praise you for your grace, Father. And, Lord, I pray, Father God, that those who are in a ministry, or they call it a ministry, that you are not being ahead of it. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, the sinful, God, labors, Lord God, to tear down every structure, everything that Satan has built up, and that you're not a part of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help keep me grounded, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help keep me stable, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help keep Ayana grounded and stable, Father. We thank you for the door that you opened up for her, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that divine connection, if they're not there, they're on their way, Father, in the name of Jesus, to grant unto her what you have promised, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All of those, God, that in that position, Father, who desire to do your will, who desire, Father God, to have their own so they can do what you want them to do, Father, Lord God, whether it be transportation, whether it be finances, whatever it is, we thank you for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we know that it's your will. And you already said in your word that if it's in your, we have this confidence in you, that if it's in your will, sovereign will, we have a petition that we desire. So we thank you for it right now, Father. If we're already looking at it, if we already seen it, it's already in our hand, it's already being manifest, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm just going to step out on faith in you. It's been told me if I look up, Lord God, and just ask God that, Lord God, you will give it unto us, Father God. And Lord, I'm looking up now, God. You know the thing that's on the altar, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for moving right now and manifesting in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, because you know the desires of my heart, and there's others that have the desire, Father, to fulfill your will, God, but they're struggling in one thing or another. We come against the struggle that's in their life that come to hinder them, come to steal, come to kill and destroy, which is coming straight from Satan, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, and so many of your people don't even understand what even going on about spiritual warfare and how that we're going to go through spiritual warfare. We get to learn how to fight in the spiritual warfare, Father. Father, we thank you and we praise you now for what you're doing, God. And Lord God, I pray a special prayer of this prophet, God, that you have used to really be a blessing and help in my life. God, I pray, Father God, that you will multiply, Father God, for him, whatever is needed, Father God, not only in wisdom and revelation, Father God, in finances and in your spirit, Father God, even in the gifts that he operated in, Father, to be a blessing to help the people, God. Help him not to compromise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help him to call wrong, right, Father, no matter who it hurt, no matter who cut off, Father, in the name of Jesus, because it's a serious time now. People must know the truth. They must know where they are. They must know that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. They must realize and know, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cannot straddle the fence and think we're going to please you, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you for your mercy, and we praise you for your kindness. We praise you for your love, Father. And Lord, I pray tonight for people in the nursing home. I pray, Father God, that your spirit will go forth. Lord God, if there's something they're going to stay in there forever, raise them up and use them for your glory, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, even in the hospital, Lord God, the same thing, Father. I pray for them right now, Father, where they people have said that they will never come out. People said they will never get healed, God, because I know there is nothing impossible but you, and I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for the nurses and the doctors, for the wisdom and the strength and the grace, whatever is needed, God, to do what they're called to do, Father, in the mighty name, and not be that just because of the money. I pray for protection, God, for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Father God, that you protect them from all sickness and disease, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now because you are almighty God, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, Father God, for the children's home. I pray for the nursing home. I pray, God, for the hospitals. I pray, God, for the mental institution. I just pray, God, for every place right now, known and unknown, that your protection will be upon them, Father God, for the cities, the streets, God, the homes, God, the alleys, God, the whatever it is, Father God. Lord God, we ask you, God, to let us have an ear to hear. When you said stand still, that we need to learn how to stand still, Father. When you said go, we go. When you said stay, we stay, Father. Help us, God, to have an ear to hear, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to come against the things that are coming against your people, and they don't even have any idea how to about it or how to use the word of God to come in it, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, for your mercy. We praise you, God, for your love. We praise you, God, for all that you're doing and going to do, Father. Oh, we lift you up right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank and praise you for your goodness and your mercy, Father God. Lord God, we just ask you to move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for all that you're doing and going to do. Father God, as we pray, Father God, for your spirit, for your power to move by your spirit and power right now in the name of Jesus. God, we just pray for every city, every town, every country, Father God. We pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you move by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift you up. We praise you. We glorify you, Father. We pray right now for every city, every country, every town, Father God. I don't care where it is or what it is. We ask you right now to move, God, and lift it up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to praise you for all that you're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. We want to pray for families. We want to pray for other sick people, God, for whatever the sickness is, God. We lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, Father. We thank and we praise you. Hallelujah. We miss you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. God, we just lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just move by your spirit, Father. Lord, we pray, and Lord, as you bring to my mind right now, Father, I pray for Brother Kenny's son, Father. I pray his protection upon him, Father. I pray, Lord God, that your divine purpose and will for him will come forth and move by the spirit of God right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, there are others, I pray for bereaved family tonight that is going through, Father God, in the name of Jesus. There are people in these families and in what kind of maybe has passed, God, even in my own family, Father God, I pray for them right now. And Father, even as you bring it to my mind, I lift it up and pray for my nephews and nieces and things, Lord God, that however I pray for them, but tonight I lift them up to you, Father. Lord God, I got confidence of a word that you gave long time ago, Father, that you had said that I would have to pray for my loved one's salvation, that you were going to save them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank and we praise you, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just plead the blood of Jesus right now over, Lord, everything that belonged to us, Father God, over protection. And Lord, even as I pray, Lord God, tonight, Father God, even for the man to come to pay the rent, I pray for his family, Father God. I pray that your divine will and purpose shall stand, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that only we, your will and your will only can be done right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you for your mercy. We thank you and praise you for your kindness, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just lift you up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you and we praise you, Father, right now for all that you have done in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that those people who need to be provided for during this time, because you and you alone, Lord, we're getting ready to come on the land, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank and we praise you for your mercy. We praise you for your kindness. We praise you for your goodness. We just praise you, and praise you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, 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 the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. We take authority over you right now. We break your power over the minds and the peoples right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, and we thank, we ask you, let your glory, let your power prevail upon your people right now, God. Bring us into that rightful place in you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank and praise you because you are our only protector. You are our life. You are our love. You owe everything to us. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and we praise you for your mercy. We praise you for your kindness. We praise you for your goodness. We just praise you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God, right now, in the precious name of Jesus. God, we just glorify your name. We honor you, God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You are the great and mighty God. Father, in your precious name, Jesus, help us, Lord God. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, God. You are merciful to us, Father God. And Lord, I thank and I praise you right now, Father God, for helping me to continue to stand, helping me continue to be obedient to you, Father God. I may not know what tomorrow will bring, but I know who holds tomorrow in his hand. I know you hold my life in your hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I know even at this day and time, I must keep my hand in your hand, Father, because we don't know where death is. We don't know where trouble is. We don't know where anything, but you know all things. And if I say, God, being close to you, you will reveal to me what's coming up and how to protect me, Father. Help me not to turn your hand loose, God. Help me not to go away from you, Father God. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how hard it seems, I know that in your place, I am in the place that I need to be. I am in the protection that I need to be in, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, and I just thank and I praise you for all that you're doing and going to do. God, keep help me to keep my eyes focused on you in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you tonight as I pray, Father God, and believe you, God, for even for others, Father God. Keep them in your care, Father God. If you told me you would not let anything or anybody pull me down, I pray that same prayer over them tonight, God. Make them aware of what the enemy is up to, Father God, but help them to keep their hand in the hands of the Master. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So I say tonight, I give praise and glory and honor tonight on this night of December 1st, 2021, tonight, even as where I am or what I am, because like I said in my prayer, it's a serious time now. You know, so many people, the Bible talks about, in the last day, a lot of people are going to be giving up on God and turning back to the world. But, you know, but the world is getting worse of things out there. People getting killed everywhere from old ages, all this, you know. And we don't have God protection when we out there. Now, he is merciful sometimes and protect us. But the safest place is in the will of God. It's in God's will for life. But I'm going to talk tonight on about changes bring conflict, coming out of Matthew, the 10th chapter and 34th verse. Anytime so you make a choice to change, to do better, or, you know, to go higher, what you're on, it always bring conflict, always bring opposition, always bring contradiction. And I talk to the Lord sometimes, you know, and maybe I need prayer on this, but I tell the Lord, you know, I get tired of hearing Christians, you know, they won't change, they want the best, but they want it without opposition, and they want it without contradiction, want it without trouble, want it without struggle. That's not reality. One thing about me, what I have learned to do, I have learned to live in reality. It is what it is. You know, not what I think it ought to be or should be. Yes, I do know that because I have people tell me, well, you know, people ought to know better. And I tell them, you should know better when you're doing what you did too, but you did it. You know, so we have to come to the realization, anything that you want out of life, especially the best, you're going to have conflicts. You have opposition coming against you to keep you from going that far. But this is why you have to really know God and get in God, believe what his words say, no matter what it looks like, smell like, or taste like. You know, believe that he's more than able to bring you out. And think about the Bible been in existence for over 2,000 years. That's when Jesus went on the cross, over 2,000 years. It has not failed. If anything, we as people have failed because we didn't do like the Bible say do. You got people coming up now and talking about what they think and what did this. And let me just say this about me. I learned this way back when I first got saved. And, you know, when the people, well, this is what I think. I don't want your thoughts. I don't want your belief because everybody got, you know, they got a thought and belief. I only want to know what the Word of God say. So I made a pact with the Lord. I told the Lord it wasn't that I wasn't going to listen to people, but only let me hear his voice through people. If it wasn't his voice telling me I can do better, telling me I can go up, or telling me these things are going to happen, this is how to watch out for them, this is how to pray. So that's why the Lord had me coming on, taking people back to the Word of God. Because everything he promised you, he'll do it if you stay lined up. You stay lined up. But anyway, like I said, I'm coming from Matthew, the 10th chapter, 34th verse, tonight. Changes bring conflict. Anytime you make up in your mind and your heart to do better and to want to go higher, especially God, it's going to bring conflict, and especially with other people that don't want to go. It's a reality. It's a reality, and we have to listen to what the Word of God says. And one thing I want to say tonight, start believing what you read in the Bible. Don't just believe the good stuff. Don't believe that he's this type of God, and it don't matter how I do or how I live, as long as I'm not in the street, the thing's going to run smooth for me. That's not reality. Because the devil does not want any of us to get in that place where God has already purposed for us to get into. To have shown up and have the better life. I'm not talking about a better life of things. Because right now, I was sitting up here thinking when I went on, I said, Lord, you know, so many people even have me pray. They want me to pray for God to bless them with this. Pray for God to bless them with that. Pray for God to have my happy home. Or pray for God for this. But they does not realize when you get in the place you need to be, you're going to have God protection. But if you don't get in that place, no matter what good you get, then you're going to want somebody to pray that the devil don't come and steal it and tear it up. Don't put the horse before the cart. Get God, get in that place in God where you need to be. And then everything you got, everything that you own, Your family is protected. Even if they're out in the street somewhere and you in the right place, he will protect them. But you have to be in the right place. Whoever the one that's what's going on. But he talks about changes bring conflict. We have to really get that a reality. A lot of people say, well, yeah, changes bring conflict. But when I listen to them talk, well, I don't know why this happened. It just doesn't make sense to happen. People are crazy. Well, I thought you'd realize change your brain comes. Some kind of way in you, that's a change coming. And the enemy sees it. And people see it too. So guess what? You got to have the opposition to come. That's where your faith comes in. That's where your perseverance comes in. That's where your word of God comes in your voice. If you say you got it in your heart, not your head. That's where it comes in that you use that. That's where it comes in when you put on Ephesians 6th chapter, 10th verse down, the whole armor of God. Why would he tell you and I that? And we're not going to have conflicts. I told God today, I said, Lord, it seems like to me your people are spiritual blind. And not only spirit, but spirit of death too. You tell us the weapon that we need to put on. That automatically tell me I don't have to be a Christian. No, that means I'm going to have some conflict. And then I also know that in life, anything you want to have, you got to work at it. You got to fight for it. You go on a job, you can't go on a job and not get some training. You come into the kingdom of God. Okay, now you no longer belong to the devil kingdom. You come into war because his kingdom is going to try to get you back. Even if he don't get you back, go in the streets. And remember, that's not the main thing. Have a mindset. You could be in church or in Christ, but your mindset haven't changed. The Bible says renew your mind to what the word of God say. Because basically going back, the word of God tells you it's what's in your heart that defiles you, makes you unclean. Yes, I'm not saying the stuff in the street and all that stuff is not bad and wrong, because it is, because that means that person. It doesn't make any difference what it is. Your heart had already left God. See, church people teach people certain things is a sin, certain things is not. Now, the main sin is when your heart turned away from God. That would draw you out there to do whatever. You may not do what the next person do, but you still do wrong against the word of God. Sin is this. In the New Testament and the Greek, when you look up in Strong Concordance, what's wrong, there are many definitions. But one of the main ones, when you miss the goal that God has set, not what you or I said, not what the church said, or not what somebody else said, but I think this is all right. I don't think it ain't about what you think, but what does the word of God say? Always go back to the word of God. But the first verse said this. Think not, this is what Jesus is speaking, that I am come to send peace. Peace means harmony. He said, on earth, I came not to send peace, but a sword. A sword is war and conflict. This is what your Jesus said. This is what your Bible said. Read that again. Think not that I am come to send peace. He didn't come to send peace around you. Peace is within you. When you can have peace when all hell is going loose and you're not disturbed about what hell, that tells me the peace of God is with you. I got this. It's going to be all right. See, but what we do, we get in the head thing. We get in the mind thing. We get in the world way of thinking. Well, you know, it's supposed to be like this. What does your Bible say? Anytime you leave the devil's kingdom, whether it's out in the streets, way of doing things, because he said you in the world but not the other world, that you're going to have opposition. No one's know but me and God. And sometimes I share with people. The opposition I have bringing people the truth, they don't want to hear it. They want me to get over here and prophesy to them how much God's going to bless them and make them millionaires and how God's going to give them this and give them that and bring them a beautiful mate and all this stuff on Trump. That's what they want me to tell them. Now, if the Holy Ghost opened me up and have me to give a person a word, that's a different thing. But he want me to get them back to the word of God and all of those things will come in. Because it said in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, 9th verse, eyes has not seen, ears has not heard, neither is it in the heart of man what God had in store for them that love him. When you love him, you'd rather give up the world for him. You're going to make him first. Because God is a jealous God. He's not going to have you or I or anyone to have somebody else on our heart first and he in the background. He's not going to have it. He's not going to accept it. Because he will mess up. A lot of things to mess. He don't do it, but, you know, he used the enemy to do it. But he said, the 35th verse said, for I am come, this is what Jesus said, to set a man, mankind, Averness. That word means averness, means to alienate. That's why you have to look at the world. You come to the word. I mean, you come to alienate or cause division and contention, debate, strife, and sedition. This is what the word of God says. Okay, going back, if I'm growing and saving, and somebody else around me, you know, they say they're Christian, but they don't believe totally in the Bible. Okay, they're going to come against me because they're unequally yoked. That's automatically what's going to happen because they don't believe like that. And that spirit in them going to fight against the spirit of God in me. But the Lord said he does that and also show us that one is of him and another one is not, or the difference in the people of being unequally yoked with people. I don't care whether it's your friend, your buddy, you've been a friend with somebody for 20 years, but they're always arguing with you about something, always this can't happen. You're unequally yoked. You could be in a church. You could believe in God, you know, that, oh, he's the almighty God. He can heal, deliver, and set free. He can do it, but you're getting taught. But he don't do that no more. He don't. You're unequally yoked. You're in a place you ain't got no business being. This is why God wants people to be with like-minded people that believe like they believe, okay? But anyway, I'm going to go back to that 35th, but I am come to set a man at variance, like I told you, that word means to be alienated, cause division, against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a man foe, a man enemy, a man adversary, whatever terminology you want to use. That's why you have to look up this word. And I always say at the Strong Concordia and in the Hebrew and Greek, because there are many different definitions for different scriptures. All of it don't mean the same thing in every scripture. So you can get words out of context. So when you study like that, then you can know where that word belongs. You can know what he's talking about in that word. But he say the mother against the father against the son, I mean, women, various against his father, a man and his daughter against the mother, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law, and a man's foe or enemy or adversary should be they of his own household. Household mean your family or those relatives, whether long-distance relatives, whatever. If they're not serving God, ain't, you know, people used to stop. I hear this so often. Well, they supposed to be blood, and they supposed to love one another. What do your Bible tell you? If they don't have God in their heart, they got a fleshly love. Their love is unconditioned. As long as you acting like you family, you this, that, and other, doing everything they want, then they love you. Let them try to get you to go against the word of God, and you fight against them. Now they come against you. Understanding scripture with a spiritual understanding, revelation. And I'm going to read that again because I have to keep reading that for some. But I am come to set a man at variance. God does this. He used the devil, but he does this. Against his father and the daughter, against her mother and the daughter-in-law, against her mother-in-law, and a man foe should be of his own household. This is the revelation I teach. Not only teach, but I do it. I had told my daughter one time, I said, let me tell you, I said, your mama going to put God first in her life. I love you. God knows I love you, but he got to be first. Then others come after that. And I said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put God first in your life. Don't put me first in your life, because I didn't give my life. God did. And then you put me in other people, because even if she put other people above me, she'll tell you, I don't get mad or upset with her, or she's doing what the Lord's telling her to do. It's okay to obey God, because he's not going to have any of us. That's such a strong affection over other people rather than over God. God told me when she was 18 years old, let her go in your heart. You got to let her go because this work is too important. That was a hard thing for me to do. But I said, Lord, please help me because I don't want to disobey you, and I definitely want her to leave and go somewhere I'll never see her again. Because he know, like I know, because you have to get revelation from God, that if I'd have let it stay like that, others and the ministry would have come, she would have come before the ministry. I'd have been coming against God. See, so loving God and loving her and loving the life, to give her life. And I've given her life and freedom to love God and obey God. That's Zoe life. That's the real life that she needs, not just the breath life. Not just, if God tell her don't do something, she'll tell you. I said, don't do it. Don't disobey God. Don't disobey God. So a lot of times people wonder, why we had the relationship we had even when she was in the world. But that was peace. We never no arguments with God. I always taught her. Because why? If I didn't, it'd be more confusion. I had more confusion when I was having church with the people when they would come than I was having her staying here. Because why? Their heart wasn't right, even though they was in church. This is why the Bible tells us, know the tree by the fruit. Don't know what people come run up out of their mouths on this, that, and other. Because sometimes they could be doing other stuff. And I'm not condoning wrong. But they could be doing other stuff. But their heart is better than some of the people that they're not even doing that. God looks at their heart. That's what he looks at. Your motive for doing whatever you're doing, your motive for whatever you say. See, we've been taught. Well, I wasn't really taught. The Lord put me out of church, the establishment. But it would taught people. It's about all this stuff. This is why they'll outline different stuff. And this is wrong and that is wrong. And they point the finger. So that's showing their heart is wrong, first of all. Because the Bible tells you, you ain't where you need to be. So why are you putting your finger in somebody you're judging? Make sure you in line with the word of God before you start to judge people. Now, I'm not saying when the Spirit of God tells me to call out a thing or you to call out a thing because I'm doing right and living right, because that's him. That's not judging, because you tell him what the Scriptures say. But anyway, the Scriptures say, 37 verse says, he that loveth, that means have a strong affection, a strong father or mother, more than me, is not worthy. He said, you're not deserving of him. This is why I was teaching her this. Because if she loved me more than she loved God, he says in his word, she's not deserving of him, even though he got a call on her life. Okay? We have to stick with the word of God. Stick with the word. He said, not worthy. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. It's not deserving of me. Now, I know in the natural people think, but how can that be? Let me tell you something. That is a love from the agape love. And God can only be in your heart to have that kind of love. That there is no distinction between the two, that you really love him one more than the other, but you putting who for be first. Because guess what? He holds their life in his hands. You can't do anything. I can't do anything. I can pray for someone and pray for their life, but if God don't answer it, guess what? There's nothing I can do. I can't give them life. I can't heal them. I can't deliver them. So the wisest thing for me to do is put them first. Because I'm going to tell you something. What people will not tell people, don't understand. Anything or anybody, I don't care if it's a friend. If I put them above him, guess what he going to cause in that relationship? A division or separation. Our relationship will have to disappear or cut apart. Because he is not going to have anything or anybody above him. Because he's a jealous God. Very jealous. People, I don't see how the word of God says he's jealous. That's what it says, jealous. He said, and he that takes not his cross. I'm gonna give you a definition of that. And follow. Follow means to follow behind him, not try to lead him, okay? Not try to tell him or ask him, but I want to go such and such a place, and I'm asking you to bless me. No, Lord, what is your will? But he said, follow after me is not worthy of me. I'm going to read that again. He that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Okay? The cross is mean the suffering, but people that undergo suffering, trials, punishment, and also you'll sometimes be exposed oneself to shame, a reproach, and sometimes death. That's what the cross is. What he allowed to come your way is a cross. What he's doing is, In Scripture, Jesus was nailed to the cross to die for us, okay? So when he came back with spirit. So he did this to show us, when I got you in a place, and you can't do nothing but move but pray, thank and praise me. I'm helping you to die to your flesh. Well, you want to scream and holler. Well, you want to kick, you want me to jump and move. You try to tell me how to do what's going to make you happy. I'm your creator. I know what's going to make you happy. But I'm killing, helping you to crucify that flesh and mortify your deeds. Well, you used to wouldn't ask me about doing something. Now you just went ahead and did it yourself. Once I get you off that cross, guess what you're going to start doing? You're going to start doing what the Scripture says. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That's the one of them. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, not some. Acknowledge me and I'll drive recovery. I'll tell you what to do. If I don't say nothing, that means you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Yeah, you would have them liberals, as I call them, come and tell, well, I think you ought to do this, I think you ought to do that. They give you their own opinion. But let me tell you something, when you get in trouble, they can't get you out. They can't get you out. One time back here several years back when I was really, really going through, I mean, I was really going through, but I wasn't complaining. A lot of times, because a lot of the church people, God wouldn't want you to do that, and he did it, you know, and I told the Lord to get me out from around your folks. I said, I love them, but I don't want what they got. I said, I want to learn how to stand and trust you. Now, I'm not saying I like the stuff I've been going through. I'm not saying I wasn't ashamed, you know, because I know how world people think, but, you know, you ought to have a job. I got my back hurt and all that stuff. But anyway, I went to a place, because I let them talk me into it, a lady. Taught me into it because we needed some food and some other stuff. I went to a place called Christ Control. When I went and I told the lady what was going on about it, hurt my back, and they wouldn't give me no wet macam, this, that, and another. I'm not stupid. I know they were supposed to. But I also know when God working in something, okay? So the lady said, well, why you didn't go to social service? I said, I don't know. She said, well, we can't help you then. What you going to do? I didn't get mad with the lady because I knew the Lord had already gave me scripture. He gave me scripture and told me not to go to the world, Egypt, for help. Now, that was a hard thing to do. See, either you're going to have to trust God and listen to his voice and obey him, and you need everything, and you got a child to feed, you got all of this, and Christians is telling me, well, you know, this place open, that place open. I'm not stupid. I know the place is open. When the Holy Ghost constrains you because he's taking you away to build your faith up so you can help other people come to that faith that they'll start trusting God. And so I left out because I said, but Lord, you know, I already know that I shouldn't have listened to them anyway. They were trying to help, but in the flesh. They had a fleshly concern. They didn't have agape love, because first of all, if they did, they didn't want God best for me. And they'd have stood with me, said, I'm praying for the will of God to be done, that he protect you in this. Okay, going another time, I went and I got my unemployment. I know by law, it was mine. I know I had worked it, but mine. Okay, I went, and for 16 weeks, I was getting that check. I felt like a rotten dog the whole 16 weeks. I hear no money in the bank, only money coming from God touched people's hearts. God was doing that and had people buying groceries and stuff, because I wasn't rash for anything. Wasn't going to say one word. But anyway, for 16 weeks, I mean, I was miserable the whole time. I didn't say nothing to anybody, but I knew the Holy Spirit was telling me, that is not what I want you to do. Now, to the natural mind, that's why your mind has to be renewed to the Word of God. But my mind, and listening to them calling out a Christian, I wasn't asking them for nothing. I wasn't even complaining around. I wasn't saying one word. All I was talking about, Jesus this, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That made them sick. But anyway, after the 16 weeks, now I ain't had no money in the bank. I wouldn't go back to go for the next 16 weeks. A peace that came on me, that surpassed all understanding. In my spirit, it was a peace. Now, not knowing where the next dollar was going to come or whatever, but God was giving me the peace on the inside. Peace wasn't on the outside, but on the inside. When you got peace in your spirit about whatever it is you're getting ready to do, that's God telling you and leading you on what to do. But if God give you, or somebody else, tell you, but you know, I want you to go to this place and your spirit is cutting cliffs. Don't you dare make a move. Well, God telling you it's not going to work out for you. That's not my direction for you. Your spirit man is your guide, not your mind and not your head and not some of the stuff that we've been taught and told. This is why a lot of time, a lot of stuff we get into and wonder why we're into. Now we got God merciful, we got to pray for God to straighten us out and get us out of it because we was not led by the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God, peace is the umpire of your soul. I don't care what it is. You don't make a move because you can go because everybody else go, and you go and God had the door slam in your face. And you wonder why. Because it wasn't direction for you to go in. Now, see, you can't use your natural thinking. You can't use your intelligence. You can't use your intellect. None of that works in the kingdom of God. None of it. Only you have the spirit to discern it. And there's not many people be around you or I that thinks that kind of way. This is why a lot of time I like to learn. I wouldn't ask a lot of them, I wouldn't ask them to pray with me. Because I know they didn't think that. I don't care if they sit up in church 24 hours a day. If you talk to church, stop. But when they come out, and whatever going, they start to my way, you know, we ought to do this, and you know, the world people try to keep me from having all this. What you just got through preaching and teaching and telling people that it's nothing that God can't do. So since that door closed, you figure that it was the people kept you from having what God wants you to have. If God is in control of your life, nobody can stop you from getting what God wants you to have. Now, the devil can hinder. But if God give you a word, it shall come to pass. Because the Bible tells us that it's a just to live by faith. That's the right one. Not the one claiming, not the one that's going to church, not the one that's doing all these rituals and all this stuff. Because a lot of times people say, oh, well, Pastor, I read the Bible, I do my prayer time, I do all that. But ever then you're not understanding it. Because now you're talking about the devil. Did not the Bible say, lift up Jesus and he'll do the wrong? I don't care what you're going to. The Bible tells us, thank God in all things, for this is the will of God. He said, thank God for all things. So while I'm complaining, first of all, I'm making God angry. Go back and read the Old Testament. I tell people how his natural seed, when they was out there in the wilderness, they were complaining. They were coming against Moses and everybody else. They want to do their own thing, just like you see people doing today. They want God. They think he ought to just jump. He's my daddy. Well, you don't treat him like his daddy. You don't do what he say do at all. But the Bible says he that findeth his life, and it's talking about the life of Christ, the Zoe life, the highest element of life. That's what it's talking about. He said, he that findeth his life shall lose it. Based on the old life, the old way of thinking, how I want or what I think is the best for me and what I like to have. Now, God does sometimes when we begin to die to the flesh, he will put good things in our heart to believe him for. But it's not something that's going to build up the flesh. It's not going to build up the flesh because he does not build up the flesh. The flesh is being crucified. So anything that I want or do, it's not going to bring glory to his name, then I don't need it. I don't need it. I only need that which is going to bring glory to his name. It's going to be a testimony or some other kind of way is going to, you know, going to bring glory to his name. Outside of that, I don't need it. So once I began to die to the flesh, once I began to, you know, see things where he see it, then I desire the things that's going to be either be a testimony to him or going to help somebody else or do something for somebody else, not how like me. But it says, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. So what is he saying? If I give up my self-life, and see, sometimes the devil has, but if you give that up, God may not give you the best what you desire. But I used to tell people, are you stupid? You think he don't know you? He don't know what's best for you? Do you really think that? He knows better what's best because he created you. He knows the deepest part of you, what to give you to make you totally happy. I mean joyful, not happy temporary, but joyful. They're going to last forever. They're going to have it be so that your mind is not going to be focused on just the things of the earth, but on your eternal life, the soul that you put to win for Christ, the healing that needs to be done, the deliverance. Well, so you have to be delivered to yourself in order to deliver somebody else. Because that is the purpose that Jesus left when he left to go back and send the Holy Spirit back as comfort, those who receive it, to finish the work that he did. And you all know, just like I know, it's not many churches that you can go right here where people are getting healed, delivered, and set free. And that is the main thing Jesus was telling. And telling people to go into different hedges and highways. Compare people coming to the kingdom. He never said church. The church is the body of Christ. It's the body of Christ. And what we are supposed to be, if I'm a part of the body, I'm over here preaching tonight, but he may tell me to be an arm. Go and help somebody. Or he may tell me, you know, I want to send you someone. Use my leg now to go somewhere and do something for somebody. Do a favor for somebody. You could be any part of the body when he gets ready. You just have to be open and available to him to use as he see fit. I am a part of the body. We all are those who are born again. He's the head. Jesus is up under him. The Holy Spirit is next. And the under shepherd, whoever the pastor or the mentor is come. Then it's the sheep. And what that fivefold ministry is supposed to do, really, is to cause them, called the people to mature or to be perfected, it does not mean you're perfect. What it means is that it called you to mature spiritually for working a ministry. So I don't know why I hear a lot of time, you know, with people, I'm not a minister. Ministry means service. So what are you talking about? Are you reading the Bible? And then they get kind of upset. You read the Bible. Every believer that's in the body of Christ, they got the Holy Ghost. You are a minister serving some kind of capacity. It may not be in a pulpit, but if it is, you love him, you do what he say do. Because why? In the natural, when we love people, a lot of us, not all everybody, but just in general, they break their neck trying to please that person. But the one who created us, the one that we are existing because of them, not because our mom and daddy got together, but because it was his purpose for this person to be in the world to finish the work or to do the work that Jesus wanted to do. It's not just to be in here, you know, just to live as we think. We're not happy anyway, but live, you know, for the things in the world and all of that and do the things in the world and then just go to hell. Because now you all know, just like I know, that every person that die, I don't care how you live, you go to a funeral, they're up in heaven in Jesus' arms. They're not, whoever the priest is and the people, they're not reading their Bible. Every eye going to see him, but every eye is not going to stay. Because there's going to be something going to prophesy. There's going to be something to cast out demons. They did all this, but had no relationship with him. That's what that means. They didn't know him. Because you cannot have a relationship with the Lord, and you got any kind of sin or any kind of what he calls sin or wrongdoing in your life, you're practicing it. Now, we all have the sin nature, but we're not supposed to practice it. So it doesn't make any difference what kind it is. This is what we got to get away from. It doesn't make any difference. You still are being, we're still being taught and told, not necessarily mean, but anyway, taught and told, well, you know, it's all right if you lie, but don't go out in the street and because you're saving a life or whatever, but don't go out in the street and commit fornication. Don't go out in the street and, you know, commit sexual crime or any kind. Don't go out there and do that. Sin is sin. Go back over in Revelation 21st chapter. It talks about all them different sins in the same basket, same reward. So this is why we cannot itemize certain things. But I didn't do what Sister So-and-so did. Sin is sin. If he had a king at that time and I didn't repent, I'd have went to hell like they were. It didn't make no difference what I did. And then one thing what we have to learn, too, the Bible says man divides with mankind. But God directs the step. I don't care if I went out there and started drinking liquor. If he didn't want me to drink it, he knew how to stop me. But he'll use it to bring deliverance to let other people know, because that other's going to do it, that God is a delivering God. It's going back understanding Scripture, understanding that God is still in control. It's nothing that any of us did that he ain't already known about it, that it wasn't already in the puzzle. Now, the call of mine, say, but I don't know, understand why this. Stop, get out of the head. How can he be a deliverer if that's not something that all of us going to do, that we need to know him as being a deliverer? See, it got to be something. It doesn't make any difference what it is. And I'm not saying that some things, this and that and other, but what I'm saying is, sin is sin. He said the wages of sin is death, and sin is what he calls sin. It's missing the mark, his mark. Because he may tell you something to do that you can't do and let me do it. But if you do it, it's a sin. It's not a sin because he ain't told me that. And I tell you one other example. About that some time back, I maybe been 20 years now, I used to love Coca-Cola. I mean, I love, especially when they're cold and even burning your throat. I ain't saw nothing wrong in that. The Lord had a prophet tell me, he said, God said he's going to take Coca-Cola for you. I said, huh? I said, Lord, I know he ain't going to do it because I love Coke. I love Coke. There's nothing wrong in the Coke, but he's probably going to do something to my body. Let me put it like that. But see, the thing of when he tells you don't do something and you do it, that's a sin. He may not tell somebody else, but don't worry about them. Worry about yourself. Because the Bible says work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. So later on, for a long time, I didn't drink no Coke. And back in 2003, I believe it was, my daughter went to the hospital. I went over there and got a little bottle of Coke but they gave him in the hospital, and I brought it home and put it in the refrigerator. Put it in the refrigerator, and later on, the enemy will come in, and before you know it, you maybe start doing it again. But anyway, I got the coat and drink, and I realized, oh, Lord Jesus, I disobeyed God, so I sinned. See, sin is missing out that God has sinned. I sinned because he told me not to do it. Because if you go back in the Bible, it talks about Samson, the Delilah, and what they realize, what it is, the Lord had told Samson what not to do, and he did it anyway. It wasn't so much about, with the Delilahs and women and all that. But God had told him also, about drinking strong drinks and all that stuff. See, but he didn't say strong drinks is a sin. Because even the New Testament, I don't want y'all nobody to do this, because a lot of times if a person's been an alcoholic, you don't need it. But the Bible even says in the New Testament, don't drink it in excess. So he may tell somebody else something else. Because I tell people, okay, y'all run your mouth about that. If you're going to be like that, why y'all taking that medicine? Why is it? Because it's from the former key of demon. And it's the same thing. Sometimes people can be so private, they be so high-polluted. You act just like you would with a drunk person. You still don't pay no attention to God. She says, so many things that we as people can do, we'll judge somebody else about something else. But yet, see, my head's so high in the air, nobody can't talk to me and tell me nothing. What it is, try to tell a drunk person something. And look how they be rattling off at the mouth. What's the difference? There is no difference. Right is abiding the word of truth. So we can walk in the Zoe life, the Christ life, the victory life. Look at us today and to say, okay, God is saying this. Why am I not walking in that best life he got for me? I'm not talking about just things. I'm talking about the anointing, the power of God, setting people free, raising people from the dead. But why I have not followed his laws and his rules. I have not followed him. I followed my own. I followed maybe what the church said it. I didn't seek God for myself and ask him to open up his word to me or send me somewhere where I can get the truth and apply it to my life. But we got to remember when conflict comes. There are other scriptures too there, but I don't have time to get into it tonight. Let me just say one other thing before I let you go. Because the Lord will let you know, if he's telling you to let something go or let somebody go or let this go or whatever, you don't do it, you guess what? You're going to lose it anyway. And I can give you scripture for that, but I can't give it to you tonight. But I can give you scripture for that. You're going to lose it anyway. That's why he told me to let my daughter go and don't put her first. I knew God, not he's going to take her out. But I figured, because at the time she told me I want to go to High Waters, I said, Lord, if that joker go to High Waters, she probably ain't come back here no time soon, so help me to let her go now. Help me. And I didn't have but one child. So that does not matter to God. It's what the calling us on your life. What is it going to take? People see the glory and the anointing in a person's life, and they don't know what they have to pay to give up. But see, God brings back a closer relationship, because now it's not fleshly. She don't hinder me from doing God's will, and I don't hinder her. See, that's the key. It's a better relationship with fleshly love. It'd be mama, baby this, or mama, baby that. I've been saying my baby this and my baby that. And a lot of people do try to tell me, well, your baby. I said, no, she God's baby. She's not mine, not mine. They don't understand what I'm saying. But the love connection is totally what's done. I call her not only daughter, but I call her sister in the Lord, because she belongs to God. Your language changed. Your language changed. That's what it has to be. But we thank and praise God for the word tonight, but changes bring conflict. Remember that. Yeah, the Lord used the devil to do it, but guess where it comes from? The devil cannot touch you in any kind of way unless God gives the devil permission. Because he's trying to get your attention. Or won't you pray more? Whatever it is, Lord, what you allowed this to come. Now, what is you want me to learn out of it? What you want to teach me about you? Because I know no weapon formed is going to prosper. I know that. Your will is going to be done. But there's something you want to show me in this. Something maybe you want to show me about myself or about people or whatever it is. You teach me and open up my eyes and heart in the name of Jesus. Because like I said before, the devil cannot touch or bring any kind of trouble. I don't care if it's the bill need to be paid. I don't care if it's somebody cussing you. Whatever. I'm not saying I don't not discerned. See what I'm saying? He cannot do it when you belong to Christ unless Christ stepped back and let it happen. But he got a greater purpose. A greater purpose. Because he wouldn't have ever said no weapon formed against you going to prosper. He never would say that all things work together for good of those that love him according to his purpose. So that's why it's important to know the word. That the Holy Spirit will bring that word back to you. But then you want me to say, well, why did this happen? I'm just taking too much. I just taking this. Did we take as much as Jesus take? But much give him, much require you. You know, God got a lot in your life that he want to do. And not, we want a lot in the earth realm. But what he's going to take out of us as an individual, we don't want to pay that. We don't want to pay for the wisdom, the knowledge, and all that we learned through all these trials. But much give him, much require. So we have to realize that that person means that they're going to give up a whole lot. They may have to give up something that other people won't give up. But how much do you love him? Really love him. That's where the key come in at. But when we pray, like I said tonight, you know, I'd be glad when the Lord had me be able to go on maybe a couple of hours on here. What's called, so we're praying about the first year that he worked it out so it can be longer. And we have more time even to pray for people that want prayer, or even just to bring the word or testimony or whatever it is to encourage someone else. But we thank and praise God for the one that came on tonight, you know, and that something, nuggets out of the word that they was able to get, that it helped them to see things a little bit better, helped them to see who they are in Christ, who he is to them, and this purpose that he got for their life. Not what they already got and what they're already doing. That is not a tip of the iceberg. Not at all. So be encouraged. I love you all. I continue to pray for you and pray that I will really stay on the wall and bring the truth to the people. And knowing this, I really do be needing prayer because people don't want truth. I mean, I'm saying everybody. They don't want the truth. They want me to go in here and sugarcoat it. If I got on here and just prophesy, my thing, it'll be fooled all the time. But I allow the Holy Spirit to come up with whatever way he want to come up. I don't give people what they want. I give them what they need. And that's what I'm teaching you all to do, too. Give people what they need, not what they want. Because you got to please God. But love y'all and have a blessed night until another time. And we'll talk, but we continue to pray for total deliverance and things in your home and all of that. But we know God's going to do it. Just know we don't know when. But be encouraged. God bless you. I'm getting ready to say good night. Log off.